With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In New York, a jury has sent a note saying it cannot reach a unanimous decision on the manslaughter charge in the trial of Daniel Penny, the former Marine accused of killing Subway performer Jordan Neely with a chokehold in May 2023. The development came as deliberations had stretched into a fourth day. The jury is not permitted to consider the second count, criminally negligent homicide, until it has reached a unanimous decision on the manslaughter count. It was not immediately clear if the judge would send the jury back to try again to decide on that manslaughter charge. Penny has pleaded not guilty to both charges. President Biden sharing the latest job numbers.
The economy added 227,000 jobs in November, which was a solid recovery from the previous month. The president issued a statement saying America's comeback continues. He pointed to the still low 4.2% unemployment rate. Mr. Biden said there's more to do to lower costs, but said progress is being made for working families.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNNews.com, the investigation into and search for the masked gunman who stalked and killed the head of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson moving into its third day. Possible leads have emerged about his travel before the shooting and a message scrawled on ammunition found at the crime scene. Police released new photos Thursday of a person wanted for questioning. Iran is poised to quite dramatically increase its stockpile of near-weapons-grade uranium. That's according to comments by the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow dropping 54 points now. The NASDAQ composite up 129. This is SRN News. More Canadian officials recognize Christianity. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
It began earlier this month with the City Council in Toronto approving a resolution marking December as Christian Heritage Month. Now lawmakers in Calgary have done the same, prompting the government of the province of Saskatchewan to follow suit. While Canada, like the U.S., was founded largely by Christians and upon Christian ideals, faith is on the wane in the country, and the current government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is not sympathetic to religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral on Saturday will be a high security affair, with a repeat of some measures used during the Paris Olympics and the sealing off to tourists of the church's island location in the heart of the French capital. After more than 5 years of reconstruction following a devastating fire that devastated the 861-year-old icon, the French will be allowed in. This is SRN News. A search for the convicted murderer in a California town has put residents on edge. Schools are closing, Christmas events being postponed. Cesar Hernandez escaped Monday morning after arriving at the Kern County Courthouse in Delano. The EPA says it's concluded more than 1,800 civil cases this year, a 3.4% increase over last year.
The agency charged 121 criminal defendants, a 17.6% increase over the previous year, and also issued $1.7 billion in financial penalties, more than double last year's total. Enforcement efforts included first-ever criminal charges for a California man accused of smuggling climate-damaging air coolants into the United States. Engine maker Cummins paid more than $2 billion in fines and penalties after it was found to use illegal software to skirt diesel emissions tests. Jeremy House, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com.